Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. Joining me today is Jeb Williams, our Wildlife Division Chief here at Game and Fish. At this time of year, we always talk about the big three, Jeb, the moose, elk, and bighorn sheep. When is the application deadline this year?
The deadline is March 28th, and applications will be out and available starting March 8th.
Okay, and no paper applications this year.
Yeah, that's a big change. People got a little taste of that, you know, even last fall, and then now into this spring with the spring turkey application process, and now that's of course going to continue over to the big three, and then all of the other lottery species as we go on. And so, but yeah, for the majority of people, it's not going to be a big deal, but there will be some that'll have to make that adjustment. And you know, there's different ways that that we can help, and there's different tools that they can use to make that process a little easier as well.
Okay, and if they don't have access to online or a computer, they can use the phone, the 1-800 number?
That's correct. That's one of the ways. They can use the 1-800 number, which in previous years they actually could not do that, but this year they can do that for the elk, moose, and the sheep process. You know, and then also giving us a call. If they have any questions or if they're having any struggles, things like that, don't be afraid to give us a call or stop by one of the district offices or the headquarters office so we can help walk you through that.
Okay, let's talk about elk. How are the elk numbers?
Well, they're doing pretty well. We actually have the highest number of elk licenses in the state that we've issued since 2011, just over 400 at 408 actually. The increases this year came in two units, unit E3, where we're seeing, you know, decent numbers, but we're also having some discussions with some landowners about hitting that tolerance level a little bit as far as maybe a few too many elk, and then a few access issues as far as you know, just trying to get some opportunities on some different private land out there that will help with those issues. And so there's ongoing discussions about those types of things, and just trying to work through some issues that sometimes come with elk in North Dakota, and so we're working through those. And then we're adding some licenses down in E6 as well. That was our new unit last year, and we're continuing to move forward with elk opportunities in unit E6, which is a majority of Sioux County.
Yeah, let's talk about the E6 unit, Jeb. Last year was the first year in cooperation with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe.
Correct, yeah, very unique partnership down there. So Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, private landowners obviously in that area, and then the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. We signed a memorandum of understanding with Standing Rock, which was beneficial. It gave some state hunters an opportunity to hunt on tribal land, and then tribal hunters an opportunity to hunt on private fee land as well down in that area. And so And just working together generally with the tribe and the department to coordinate numbers and to have some coordination of the elk harvest and the research and data collection down in that area was a good start, and we're continuing to have good discussions and for the most part, good landowner support down there, which is key. And so we continue to have lots of those discussions, and we're hopeful for another good year. I don't want to say it went perfect, but it went pretty well for the first year. We feel good about the years ahead.
Okay. Any other changes for the elk lottery?
No, for this year, that's going to be it. So some additional opportunities for elk, which is definitely a good thing.
Okay. Let's move on to moose.
Moose, record number of moose licenses. I guess I'll just start with that. You know, since our first season in 1977, and this year we're issuing a record number of licenses at 334. We're still experiencing really high moose numbers, good reproduction of moose in the northwest part of the state, which is a big shift from where we started the moose season in 1977. In the northeast part of the state, that was always our stronghold of moose habitat and moose numbers. And in the last 10 to 15 years, that has shifted to the northwest part of the state, north central part of the state, where moose have been and continue to do very well in that landscape. And so compared to last year, we have an additional 89 moose licenses in the state, and they're mostly coming from units M9, M10, and M11, where we're really, again, the landowner tolerance issue comes up a lot, and just a very high success rate out there, and good information, survey information, as long as hunter information, as well as landowner information, talking about lots of moose on the landscape in those areas. And so we're kind of trying to catch up with them a little bit. And, you know, even being pretty aggressive the last couple years, we're still going to continue to put some additional pressure on moose in that area because they're doing very well.
Right, and the two units are still closed up in the Northeast.
Northeast units are still closed, and again, that's just a big shift compared to where we were in 1977 when we started the moose season in North Dakota, and so that's it's quite a bit different. They've vacated their traditional wooded habitat area of the Northeast part of the state to the more open prairie areas in the Northwest part of the state, which is quite a bit different and new to anywhere in the United States, really, as far as moose dominating prairie habitat.
Okay. We always get the questions, how can I increase my chances of getting drawn for either an elk or a moose? There is one way.
Yeah, there's a really good way, and that's applying for the antlerless license for either elk or moose. It considerably increases your odds if you do choose that option. Now, I fully realize that there would be a lot of people that would like a bull moose or a bull elk in North Dakota for a license, but the odds aren't in your favor to do that. But if you do apply for antlerless license with moose or elk, the odds aren't bad. There's some areas where actually the odds are very good, where you're more likely to get drawn than not get drawn.
Right.
So it's a unique experience still being able to hunt elk or moose, even if it is an antlerless tag in North Dakota, and some people have been gravitating towards that these last number of years.
Okay, let's move on to bighorn sheep.
Bighorn sheep population is still doing well. We definitely had a scare here several years ago, but things definitely appear to be stabilizing. We're going to follow the same process that we did the last couple years, and we're going to wait to determine the number of licenses until the end of August, when all of our summer survey is complete, and then we'll come out with the actual drawing. But people, just as a reminder, people still need to apply at this point in time. And just something we always like to remind folks of with that is that if something would happen, if we would have a population crash and would determine that the season would not move forward in 2018, that the $5 application fee is non-refundable. And so we don't feel that's going to happen, but we always just want to be upfront with folks about that. If something would happen like that, that is a non-refundable fee, and we'll have those license numbers at the end of August, and hopefully some lucky hunters will get that call early part of September and ask if they want to go bighorn sheep hunting. So.
Sure. I guess we should mention these are all once-in-a-lifetime licenses.
All once-in-a-lifetime licenses. We do get the question from time to time as far as cow permits, is if that would ever not be a once-in-a-lifetime. And the odds are still in someone's favor to receive a cow elk or a cow moose license, but we still have more applicants than we have licenses.
Sure, a lot of good information, Jib. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you plan to apply for the Big Three lottery, moose, elk, and bighorn sheep, you will have to apply online as the Game and Fish Department has phased out all paper applications. If you don't have access to a computer, applications can also be submitted by calling 800-406-6409. The Big Three lottery application deadline is Wednesday, March 28th. For Wildlife Division Chief Jeb Williams and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.